Now, with that in mind, let's look at this, and then I want to give a personal testimony today. Will you notice? In verse 2, he says, "Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I've walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. I think I understand his position, and I think probably you would understand if, suppose that you were told that you had cancer, and you didn't know what the outcome would be, and the doctor didn't know. I very frankly felt all my life and my ministry when I'd go to see people with cancer, I could understand how they could have cancer. But I never could understand that I would ever have it. And it rocked me when the doctor told me that I had cancer. I couldn't believe it. Then when I had to believe it and was not given any assurance at all because it didn't know, and I have none today. I just know I have it. May I say to you, it gives you a different sense of values. Life is a little different. A great many people have wondered about my conduct in certain areas. Why did I resign as pastor of a church when I'm still active? Well, those things are not nearly as important today. I have no ambition in the ministry. God gave me the privilege of being pastor of a church probably during its heyday, and of having in my time the largest midweek service that has probably been in this day and generation. I consider that a privilege. And I have no ambition. I want now to live in such a way that I'm going to please the Lord. And you know something? It's caused me to change in many different ways. Someone said to me the other day, said, "You're trying to kill yourself in carrying on this radio and holding conferences. You know, I'm afraid I'm going to displease him." I turned my face to the wall when I was taken to the hospital and didn't know what the outcome would be. I said to the nurse, I couldn't get in bed. I was so weak. And not physically weak. I was frightened, friends. I'm a coward. And so she said, "Are you sick?" I said, "No, I'm scared to death." She's a Christian nurse. She actually smiled at that. And I said, "Let me alone here for a little while." She said, "We want to get you ready for the operation." I turned my face to the wall, and I cried out to God. I told him I didn't want to die. And I didn't want to die, friends. Miss Stewart, who was the editor of the Amplified Bible, she's since gone to be with the Lord. She and I carried on quite a bit of correspondence over the years, almost a running battle, because I questioned her on some of her translations, and very candidly, she changed several that I called attention to, and so she and I had quite a bit going. And she wrote me, while others, and I announced it on radio and asked everybody to pray, because I believe in faith healing. I don't believe in faith healers. I do believe that we ought to take these things to God in prayer, and I ask people to pray. And she wrote me, and she says, "I'm not going to pray that you get well, because I know you are ready to go and be with the Lord. So I'm just praying that he'll take you." Well, I got an answer back to her in a hurry. I said, "Now look here." I said, "You let the Lord handle this. Don't you try to tell him how I feel. I don't want to die. I want to live. I want to live as long as I can." And therefore, I've been afraid since then not to do as much as I can, because at that time, when I turned my face to the wall, I promised him. I said, "Lord, if you'll raise me up, I'll teach your word everywhere I can go." And that's what I've been trying to do. I don't want to let him down, because I don't want him to say, "Well, look here, preacher, I'll have to call you home because you're not doing what you said you'd do." And that's the reason I'm going to keep it up, friends. May I say to you, you have a different outlook on life when you're in a position like this. And it's wonderful, though. Somebody says, "Well, it's wonderful to see you trust the Lord." I said, "I'd like to know what else I could do. I'm in the place where actually the doctor says he can't help me." And he very frankly says, "What's happened so far, I'm not healed." But he very frankly is a wonderful Christian. He said, "God did this for you." And you know something? I wanted to know why he sent me the bill, if God did it, because God's never sent me a bill on this at all. It's wonderful, friends, to be in a position, very frankly, where you do have to trust the Lord. I have no other alternative. Where in the world am I going to go? I'm trusting the Lord. And when I say that, I'm not being pious. It is forced on me. Now, let me move on here, because this is a tremendous section. He says, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I've walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. Well, I couldn't say that. And I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He called attention to his good works, and he had them, by the way. I didn't call attention, Danny. I just put myself on the grace of the Lord that's in Christ Jesus.